إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، نرحب بكم جميعا ونواصل هذه الدروس حول رمضان والاستعداد لرمضان. I welcome all of you. We continue in our classes, bringing to you talks and lectures and statements of our noble scholars about this very important topic, the month of Ramadan, and how to prepare ourselves and to welcome this noble guest, the month of Ramadan. So if we are alive when Ramadan arrives, then we can take advantage of it and get the best we can from this great opportunity. In previous talks, we talked about how to welcome Ramadan, how to prepare for the month of Ramadan, the different categories of people as related to making preparations for Ramadan. And the last talk, we talked about some of the benefits of fasting, Tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to talk about akhlaq al-sa'imin. Akhlaq al-sa'imin, لفضيلة الشيخ عبد العزيز آل الشيخ حفظه الله. Tonight, we're going to talk about the manners of the fasting person. Those who are fast, they should have some manners. Likewise, the people who pray, they have manners, etiquettes of performing the prayer. So those who fast, it's not just don't drink and don't eat. And those who are married, do not enjoy their wives. No, the fasting person, beside these things, they have manners. There is some etiquettes. And that's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference between the people. Those who only give up food and drink and the like. But there are other people who adorn themselves with some very good manners while they fasting. And this is from the talk of our beloved Shaykh. Actually, it was a khutbah, a Friday sermon, given by the Mufti of our times, a Shaykh Abdul Aziz, al-Shaykh Hafidahullah. فها نحن ننتظر ضيفا كريما هذا الشهر المبارك رمضان الكريم، وأسأل الله العظيم أن يبلغنا وإياكم هذا الشهر الكريم. We're still waiting the coming and the arrival of this blessed month, this blessed guest, this noble guest, which is the month of Ramadan, the month of khair, the month of fasting, of Qur'an, of Qiyam, the month of good and khair. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from those who witness this blessed month of Ramadan. And not only to be there when it comes, but we ask Allah to make me and you from those who take advantage of this golden opportunity, so that we can fast his days for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand in nights with the Muslims in Taraweeh. And may Allah make it easy for us to read more Quran in it, to give more charity and feed and present more food in this month. Ameen. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أيها الصائم أيها المسلم الصائم. Now he's addressing the fasting Muslim, the Muslims who are fasting, whether it be male or a female. إِنَّ صِيَامَكَ لم يأتي لامتحان قدرتك على مجرد الصبر عن الطعام والشراب، لم يأتي لامتحانك أو لامتحان صبرك عن الطعام والشراب فحسب، وإنما جاء الصوم لتهذيب أخلاقك وتطهير قلبك وتزكية نفسك وإعدادك في المستقبل لتسير على الطريق المستقيم علما وعملا. The Sheikh began by saying, indeed, when you're commanded to fast, this is not to test you, as a test for you to see if you are able to leave off food and drinks. And that's it, that's all you may think about fasting. This is not the case. When it comes to fasting, it's not just to test whether you are able to fast and stay away from food and drink. وَإِنَّمَا جَاءَ الصَّوْمُ, rather fasting is prescribed to polish your hearts, so that you can polish your hearts and purify your soul. And so this way Ramadan will prepare you so that you can stay on the path of righteousness while in Ramadan and after Ramadan. That's why Ramadan is for. It's a purification of the soul. It helps you to rectify your affairs so that you can be upright while in Ramadan and even after Ramadan. إنما جاء الصوم إيمانا بالله سبحانه وتعالى وعبادة لله وقربة نتقرب بها إلى الله. So fasting, we should look at it this way. We fast because we are commanded to fast. And we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we fast because this is an act of worship. So fasting is an act of worship. That if we perform it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it draws us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gets us nearer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنما جاء الصوم ليروّد النفوس على أعمال الخير ويعد المسلم في حاضره ومستقبله لكل عمل طيب. Fasting is a great mean to help the souls to increase in actions of good. That's what fasting. Fasting help and assist the person to do righteous actions. And therefore fasting prepare the Muslim in his present time and in the future to have a better life, a pure life. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرجه مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن مجتنبة الكبائر. And the Shaykh mentioned this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the five obligatory prayers and Jumu'ah to the next one and Ramadan to the next one are expiation of the sins that take place between them as long as the major sins are avoided. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أخي الصائم. See how the Shaykh أهل السنة they address the people with these words of gentleness and kindness. Al أخي الصائم, my fasting brother, my brother who is fasting. إِنَّ الصَّوْمَ تَرْكٌ لِمُشْتَهَيَاتِ النَّفْسِ. He says, when you fast, you're living off things that you desire, things you like. Your nafs like certain things, but when you fast, you leave those things. You like to eat, you like to drink some cold water, some beverages, especially in a hot day, but you leave that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم أمر ثاني الصوم بعد عن الرذائل القولية والفعلية. He says, another wisdom behind fasting is not only you stay away from food and drink and from your desires, but also from all despicable statements and actions. Now you have to fast, because fasting linguistically is to abstain, stay away from, to refuse. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, when he explained what it as-sawm lughatan huwa al-imsak, قال صام الفرس أي امتنع عن شرب الماء. صام الفرس عن الماء امتنع عن شرب الماء. The Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى in تنبيه الأفهام شرح عمدة الأحكام, when he explained the meaning of صوم linguistically, he says to abstain, and he gave an example of a horse. A horse fasts by abstaining from drinking water. That's linguistically. لكن اصطلاحا هو عبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى. But in the terminology of the religion, fasting is a person abstain from food and drink and sexual intercourse from Fajr, the true Fajr, until sunset, as a ibadah, not as an tradition and a custom, just because some people are doing it. No, as an ibadah, as an act of worship. Not just as a tradition or a diet. Some people they look as a diet too, as the brother Muhammad says. But rather in the terminology of the religion, fasting is an act of worship. Yes, you stay away from food and drink and all the things that we are commanded to stay away from a specific time to a specific time, from the true Fajr until sunset. But as an act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting is not just that. Yes, you do that, but also fasting, also a part of fasting is to stay away from all despicable statements and actions. Stay away from saying bad things, from getting involved in bad things. قال الشيخ وما أعظم هذا على النفوس وما أيسره على من ييسره الله عليه. He says, yes, to guard your tongue, to be mindful of what you say and what you do, to stay away from bad statements and actions. This is not easy on many souls. It's difficult. But it is indeed easy, the Shaykh says, upon those that Allah has made it easy for them. And may Allah make me and you from them. Ameen. ثم قال الشيخ أخي السائم اسمع نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول. في هذا الحديث الذي خرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصوم جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب وإن أحد سابه أو قتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم. The Shaykh says, dear brother who is fasting, listen to your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, and this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa rahim Allah al-Bukhari wa Muslim wa jami'a ulama'i sunnah wa hafidh al-ahya'a minhum. He says, listen to your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, fasting is a shield. Fasting, Jannah, not Jannah. It's the same word, Jannah, but this was a Dhamma, not Jinnah. See, the same word. If you put a Dhamma, it gives you a meaning on the Jim. If you put a Fatha on the Jim, give you another meaning. If you put a Kasra on the Jim, it gives you another meaning. If you put a Dhamma Tanween on the Jim, give you another meaning, right? And if you put a Fatha Tanween on the Jim, give you another meaning, right? Can you put a Fatha Tanween on the Jim? You can't have Tanween in the beginning of the word. Hey, na'am, barakallah. Ya Abdurrahim, you fail the test? Ish hada ya? زاك الله خير حفظك الله والسامعين. May Allah preserve you and those who are listening. Ameen. Now, so the Prophet ﷺ, he says, fasting is a shield. So the person observing the fast, or the fasting person, should avoid sexual relations with his wife and should not behave foolishly. The one who's fasting should not behave foolishly. And if somebody fights him or abuses him, he should tell him twice, I am fasting. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, this is not showing off. This is Ramadan, man. What are you talking about? This is Ramadan. People are fasting in Ramadan. It's not an option. He says, why you say to him, I'm fasting? Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that you remind that person about the importance of fasting. When he says to him, I am fasting, so that to remind him to refrain what he's saying, to protect his fast too. And remember, as we told you before, that Imam al-Zuhri rahimahullah, he mentioned that the Sahaba, they used to spend a lot of time in the masjid. He said that the Sahaba used to spend a lot of time in the masjid when they fast. Why? They says نَحْفَظُ صَوْمَنَا وَلَا نَغْتَابُ أَحَدًا. They spend a lot of time in the masjid, and they say, they give the reason why. They says, we preserve our fasting and we do not backbite anyone. Because when you're in the house of Allah, alhamdulillah, somebody's reading the Quran, somebody over there praying sunnah, if there is any sunnah. If it's the morning, he's praying maybe a duha. Somebody is reading the Quran while others is reading a book on fasting, reviewing the ahkam of the siyam, while another person making dua. When backbiting began on a parking lot, when you step out of the masjid, you're on your own now. That's when you find people talking about sports, other people talking about somebody else, and people just get talk. But in a masjid, usually, and that's what the people should do in a masjid. The masajid are not a hangout for a people to come and two people talking about sports in one corner, and three over there talking about the price of tomatoes in China, and then other people talking about what, I don't know. No, the masjid is for the salat and for the recitation of the Quran and for the remembrance of Allah. That's why if we as a brothers, if you want good for one another, while you're passing by certain people, if you see them talking, because you're not trying to listen to them, but you go give them a salam and you see them talking about the dunya, you remind them. Alhamdulillah. Or if you see some youth, especially the youth, they be in a corner like this. We don't know, maybe they taking notes, especially in the class, but if we get close to them and find them playing games, we tell them, no, you don't play games in the masjid. And also, while the class is going on, I thought you were taking notes. I thought you were taking notes in your notebook or whatever it is. But now you're playing games while the class is on and in the house of Allah. That's two violations. But we're not going to give you no tickets. We're just going to give you an advice, inshallah. Put that game away and try to benefit, insha'Allah ta'ala. Now, قال الشيخ حفظه الله أخي المسلم الصوم جنة ستار ووقاية يقيك ما حرم الله عليك إذن فاتخذه جنة لتبتعد به عن مخالفة الشرع. He says, now pay attention to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we as a believers, alhamdulillah, Allah guide us to al-Islam, we have to pay attention to the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to take these seriously. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unlike any speech except for the speech of Allah. So when I'm talking to you, you may listen or may not listen. But still, from good manners, when somebody is talking to me, I have to pay attention to what they say. That's good manners. It is not good manners when somebody is talking to you and you're not paying attention. You're playing alone. No, this is not good manners. When a person is talking to you, you say, نعم أخي تفضل, عفواً, what is it? And you stop what you're doing. But if you're busy, you say, أخي, can I talk to you? Let me finish this and I talk to you. So that when that person is talking to you, you want to listen to them. But now this is the Prophet ﷺ speech, Ya Akhwan. We have to listen to it carefully. Pay attention to it. Open our hearts before we open our ears to it. Inam. What the Prophet ﷺ said? He says, As-sawmu junnah. Fasting is a shield, a protection. Sheikh, he says, what does it mean? That fasting, a protection from haram, from falling into what is haram. So therefore you have to take it as a shield that keep you away from the haram. Na'am. So this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by legislating for us fasting. Fasting help you to fight your desires. When you fasting, you stay away from the haram. So you use it. You use fasting as a shield that keep you away from falling into anything that opposes the shara, that opposes what Allah has legislated. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم. So when one of you is fasting, that one of you is me and you. When one of you is fasting, the Shaykh says, مَا تَكُونُ حَالُهُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, when the Prophet ﷺ, he says, when one of you is fasting, the Shaykh al-Shaykh, Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh says, what is the state of this person? Is he going to be any normal person? No, what is the state of a fasting person? لَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. لَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. He avoids sexual intercourse with his wife and should not behave foolishly towards the people. Can't just be, you know, should avoid all foolishness as related to statements and actions. والرفث قال الشيخ يكون في الأقوال وسواء كان الرفث فيما بين الرجل وامرأته مما قد يدعوه إلى الوقوع في المحذور أو رفث مع أي إنسان كائنا من كان. فالرفث إذا كان مع امرأتك التي يخشى أن يكون ذلك القول مقربا إلى انتهاك حرمة الشهر فلا أن يكون مع امرأة أجنبية أشد وأعظم إثما وحرمة. الله أكبر. The Sheikh says this rafath, but is usually translated as sexual intercourse, but actually could be through statements as well. So therefore a person who is married, the Shaykh says, should avoid any conversation with his wife. This is his wife. But should avoid any soft and smooth and conversation that may lead him to fall into the haram. See? This is his wife. But while fasting, should stay away from addressing her in a ways that may lead him, wal'iyadu billah, to fall into something that is not, in a night of Ramadan is permissible, but in a day of Ramadan is haram. Okay? He says, so what about those who they be saying these nice talks and smooth conversation with women that they have no business to be talking to? Huh? Alright? If it's haram, If a man talking to his wife in soft ways or conducting a conversation that may lead him, that usually it's okay for him to have that conversation on night time or in Shawwal, on Sha'ban, and Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, and Safar, and Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Thani, and Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Akhir. But in Ramadan, the daylight of Ramadan, no. Because it may lead him to trouble. Right? Like the man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Halaktu. I'm destroyed, O Messenger of Allah. I'm ruined. A man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, Halaktu. قال وما أهلكك قال وقعت على امرأتي في رمضان. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, what destroy you? He said that he have intercourse with his wife in a day of Ramadan. See, that's why anything that may get a man fall into this trouble, he should leave it alone. And this is his wife that is permissible for him at night. So what about some man fasting? And they be, I don't know what, with some woman they have no business to be looking at, not allowed to be 2 inches away from her face and talking to her. No, you gotta leave that stuff alone. وَالرَّفَثْ فِي الْأَقْوَالِ السَّاقِطَةِ وَالْأَلْفَاظِ الْهَابِطَةِ الَّتِي لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا. Likewise, Rafath, the Shaykh says, includes all those low and base statements and expressions that they have no benefit. Think that there has no benefit, you should leave it alone. That's the Muslim. The Muslim doesn't imitate the kuffar and say what they say, repeat statements of no benefit. No, the Muslim, he's always, whenever he says something, look, he always remember angels are writing down. I want them to write something that is good for me, not something that is against me. So the Muslim, even if he lives amongst the kuffar in an area, but he's so mindful of what he says, what he does, what he wears, what he eats. Aynam. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فالمسلم من خلقه من خلقه أنه ليس بالسباب ولا باللعان ولا بالفاحش البذيء. هكذا يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس المؤمن بالسباب ولا باللعان ولا بالفاحش ولا بالبذيء. In the Shaykh, he says the Muslim from the manners of the Muslim, and the Muslim take his manners from what? From Islam. The Muslim should take his manners from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because our example is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You have indeed in the Messenger of Allah the best example. So we take him as the best example in aqidah, in ibadat, and in akhlaq.